brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of February 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. We're going to be talking about activism and the political awakening happening all across the world with Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, in the last hour today. In the meantime, there is a just massive amount of vital news and information that we're going to be covering. And in the first hour, I want to have open phones for first-time callers only. In the second hour, it will be a complete and total free-for-all for everybody. Love to hear from all of you. Any issue or item you want to discuss, first-time callers, 800-259-9231. Obviously, there have been big new developments in the Middle East continuing to unfold. The Suez Canal workers stage sit-in as U.S. warships are dispatched and Marines prepare to enter the country. Presidential Medal of Freedom given to former President George H.W. Bush and 14 others. Why not give a Medal of Freedom to Stalin? Continuing, U.S. agents are shot, one killed in Mexico. This out of the Wall Street Journal. But Big Sis is busy now rolling out at the NFL with brainwashing messages about not trusting your fellow citizens, only trusting government, the NBA, Major League Baseball, you name it, just a complete rollout, trying to basically have the TSA be seen as some type of messianic rock stars or movie stars. Meanwhile, the security situation continues to deteriorate in Mexico. We're going to be going over that as well today. We're going to look at some positive news from Rand Paul continuing to deliver on his promises. He wants a $500 million cut. He's supporting his father in the audit of the Fed, and he is promising to try to block the reauthorization in the U.S. Senate of the USA Patriot Act. So he is certainly delivering on what he promised to do. And that leads us into Congressman Ron Paul. The first thing I'm going to cover when we come back, is not just Rand Paul, but Ron Paul. Fox News has been caught in an extremely wicked, dirty trick. And there really should be some repercussions for this. If they did something deceptive like this on someone I don't like Barack Obama or Dick Cheney, I would be screaming and hopping up and down concerned. But they did this to Ron Paul. Of course, they wouldn't do this to Dick Cheney or Barack Obama or a fellow globalist. They would only do this to somebody like Ron Paul. They have been caught absolutely red-handed playing video reportedly of Ron Paul being booed at CPAC, and it's a lie. It's a fraud. It's a fake. And we're going to break that down the other side. And they are admittedly caught. They have admittedly been dinged. When I saw this last night, I couldn't believe it. I actually went to C-SPAN.org. They have all of it archived there for free, the audio and video of it, and did go to the video where they announced the winner of the CPAC coveted poll to Ron Paul. Unbelievable standing ovation. All you hear is just thunderous applause. If you watch Fox News, it's complete and total booing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is outrageous. And you know who runs Fox News? It's the Karl Rove / Roger Ailes arm of Rhino neocons who pose as conservatives so they can control the conservative movement in this country that threatens the New World Order. Period. This is so important, and I'm going to break it all down on the other side. Then, USA Today, kill switch internet bill, alarms privacy experts, and so much more. We'll tell you what the latest from Bernie Madoff saying the big banks had to know what he was doing. Of course they did. It is all coming up today. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 16th day of February, 2011. Thank you for joining us. USA Today headline, kill switch internet bill alarms privacy experts. How about people that want to have free speech in this country? We're going to be going over that report. Also, parents blame toddler's death on tainted alcohol wipes. Millions of pad swabs recalled because of same bacteria that killed two-year-old. Bernie Madoff in my financial stack from CNBC. From prison, Madoff says banks had to know of fraud. Of course they did. They were deeply involved in all of it. Also, they've been reporting that Hosni Mubarak was in a coma or dead the last 3 or 4 days. Now they say that he is reportedly near death in Egypt. First, they'd said that he'd been in Israel for the last, 4 or 5 days, or I guess longer, since Friday. No one really knows where he is. So I guess that's almost 6 days. We're going to be going over all of that, continuing with our look at North Africa and the Middle East. The Suez Canal workers stage sit-in as U.S. warships have been dispatched. We're going to be breaking that down today. But I also want to just give you the note that Gerald Celente will be joining us coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast on the economy and the revolutions that are popping up worldwide driven by increased food prices via dollar devaluation and other factors. And Luke Radowski will also be joining us for 30 minutes to talk about his incredible confrontation of Dick Cheney at CPAC. Now, mentioning CPAC, I do not have words to describe how naked the corruption of Fox News is. And you know I criticize MSNBC. I criticize CNN. These groups all basically have goals via the establishment to suppress the population's political awakening and to basically play the population of the United States off against each other. And that is clearly what is happening today. CNN is more to an international audience and tries to play the middle as if they're nonpartisan. MSNBC is filled with extreme kind of fake left vitriol and race baiting. If you don't like government-run health care, then you are a racist. If you don't give up your guns, you're a racist. And then you look at Fox News. What is Fox News there for? They're rhinos. They're Republicans in name only. It is their job to suppress and to control the libertarian slash conservative movement in this country that at its roots threatens the globalist agenda of one world government, cashless society, control grids, global SDRs, the Patriot Act, the surveillance grid, the military-industrial complex takeover of this country. So the Democrats bought and paid for by the same offshore slash Wall Street interest. They're there to put out a political narrative that is attractive and manipulative towards people that see themselves as leftists. Fox News is there to kind of keep Republicans on the mainline, fake plastic conservative front. And they're also there, of course, to continue that left-right paradigm, balkanization, division that we talk so much about. Now, illustrating this is the fact that for decades, Rush Limbaugh, and for the last decade or so, Fox Television, Fox News, have made endless jokes about people that are worried about a police state. People that don't like the private Federal Reserve, people that criticize the Council on Foreign Relations, when all of these organizations openly are pushing for world government, and true patriots that are aware of this threat have been covering it and trying to warn the people. So for as long as they could, Fox News tried to paint anyone that talked about real issues with a tinfoil hat paintbrush. But in the last 3 or 4 years, there have been so many AP and Financial Times of London and Newsweek and Time magazine articles and so many open announcements by the G20 and the United Nations that indeed a private world government is being established. That indeed a system of planetary corporate rule is being created. That indeed a program of forced world population reduction and one-child policy is real. So it's gone from academic papers and the geopolitical preparations for this and the unification of laws, the continuity of agenda, to now the attempt to accelerate the implementation of this. And so Fox has gone from saying none of this exists to having Dick Morris on routinely on shows like Hannity. And he says, yes, the conspiracy theorists were nuts, saying there was a plan for a world government and a world currency, but now they're right. And they put Glenn Beck out to basically cover that niche of awakening libertarians and conservatives, but only so they have your confidence when they bring in the next messianic Republican leader, which is any major Republican presidential contender other than Ron Paul. And I take you back to CNN and Fox going back 3 years ago on CNN, and the last 2 years with Glenn Beck on his own radio show and TV. He'll have Glenn Beck will have Ron Paul on. He will say he's a good guy and then call him a kook right after it. Or he'll say Ron Paul supporters want a money bomb. They may want to blow things up. They might be terrorists. The army may need to be used against them. If you don't know about that clip, just pull it up. Glenn Beck says army may need to be used against Ron Paul supporters. He says the army may need to be used against these domestic threats. So we have all of that going on. And we have Fox News famously with people they don't like taking photos of them, changing the color to a green or yellow hue, deforming the faces. They've been caught a lot doing this. And you really get to see who the system's afraid of when the Democrats are out there saying Ron Paul can't win, even though he's won CPAC 2 years in a row and is winning most scientific polls as the number one slot right now as the presidential contender, the best chance to beat Barack Obama. In some polls, it still Mitt Romney, but most polls, Ron Paul's number one, and the other polls, he's number two. So you've got people like Trump saying he can't win, creating this self-fulfilling prophecy. But right after Ron Paul won the CPAC poll, Fox News knowingly cut to last year in a staged Mitt Romney event where they booed him. And that was staged last year where Fox had their microphone in the Mitt Romney contingent so that it would sound like they were over booing the cheers for Ron Paul when he won. That was staged and came out last year. This is even worse. This year, they ignored the live C-SPAN feed or their own live feed with the same guy announcing that in the same background from last year, and they played last year's feed of Ron Paul being booed and then put Ron Paul on live and said, what do you think of them just booing you? And Ron Paul said, well, I didn't see it, so I don't know. This is a hoax. This is Fox News insulting their listeners, treating you like you're a complete and total absolute moron. And they cannot be trusted at any level. And it's despicable. The people want Ron Paul. If the media even halfway acknowledges this, he will be the next president of the United States. A guy who's never compromised, has a perfect voting record, who will risk his life. You better believe they're going to come after him physically. To try to abolish the Federal Reserve and restore the Republic. And what does Fox News do? They run a psyop hoax, and they've not responded to this. I demand that they respond to this. I demand that you put pressure on them. I've never called for boycotts of Fox. I've actually said that we shouldn't let Media Matters try to bankrupt Glenn Beck. But at a certain point, we've got to use our financial power against them. I mean, I don't know. Do you as listeners have other ideas of what we can do about this? Enough is enough is enough is enough. They think you're weak-minded. They think if they show you people booing Ron Paul that you'll think, well, he's not popular. I won't get behind him. And they think you're so weak-minded that if they tell you he can't win, they can then cheat him at the electronic voting machine boxes in the primaries. They can defeat him coming up. They think they can create that mindset. Well, I would vote for Ron Paul, but he can't win. He's winning the Gallup polls. Multiple polls, he gets first or second place behind Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was a supporter of government-run health care. It's come out today that, of course, Haley Barbour lobbied when he was the head of the Republican Party for total amnesty. I mean, if you want total amnesty in the North American Union, open borders, if you want a George Bush-style Rockefeller Republican, if you want the SPP, if you want your guns taken, Bush supported the assault weapons ban, if you want the Wall Street looting, if you want the Federal Reserve to continue, then by all means, support Newt Gingrich. Support Mitt Romney. Support the Haley Barbour-style Republican Party. But if you want a true constitutionalist that reflects true conservative ideas and values, Ron Paul is the man. Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen, is the answer. Now, he's the answer at the federal level, and if he runs and loses, we still win by him getting the word out and injecting sanity into those debates and telling people what's really happening. It sent shockwaves around the world 3 years ago. I'd say it'll be 20 times the effect conservatively this time. He must run. He will run unless something happens. But when we come back, I'm going to play you first the real audio and video of him getting a total standing ovation when he won Friday versus the fake video they played.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's another example of what I'm talking about. Driving in this morning, listening to local radio, Genesis, on a local station, I heard the SRN radio news that they carry. And they talked about CPAC and didn't even mention Ron Paul, the winner. That's another way mainline Republicans, and that's what basically runs SRN, and I guess it's better than some of the other stuff we could carry, but I've told Teddy should just produce his own news for stations. In fact, maybe I should just set that up in my office. We can outdo what they're doing any day with just dry, focused news. And you just hear the propaganda laced in there where they take you as a listener as a moron. And they deceive you and talk about CPAC and don't even tell you who the winner is when that's the whole point of it. That'd be like having a newscast about the Kentucky Derby 30 minutes after it finishes, you know, on Saturday morning or whenever they have it, and then not telling you what horse won. Now, what Fox News did is even worse. That's deception by omission. Fox News showed a clip from last year, and that was a scandal, too. It was all staged. They had a microphone in a little Mitt Romney contingent. He had lost. He was angry. And so Fox News cut to it with the microphone in the crowd so that you, with the directional mic, only heard those around it. So it sounded like Ron Paul got booed. This year, the cheering was so overwhelming for Ron Paul, they just didn't show you that, and they showed you last year with the same master of ceremonies. So we're first going to play you what actually happened last week when they announced Ron Paul as the winner. And you'll hear the sustained total cheering. Then we're going to go back to the start of the video. If you want to see it all for yourself, it's Fox News caught in shocking dirty trick stunt against Ron Paul. And that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And this needs to be gotten out to all Fox News listeners and viewers so that pressure is put on Fox so they don't continue to engage in dirty tricks like this, not just against Ron Paul, but against the electorate and against their viewers. This is outrageous. So here's what really happened at CPAC. Here it is.
It is the results of the presidential straw poll. And this year probably was one of the longer lists we've ever had. And we had a number of write-in candidates, which I'll touch on when I show the results. And we asked this year, we asked it two ways. We asked it as a first choice, and we asked it as a second choice. And I'll show the combination of both. And the next slide, the winner of the straw poll this year, Congressman...
say Ron Paul, but they're so loud. Standing ovation. This is what really happened last Friday. Chanting Ron Paul.
Okay.
This is what really happened. But Fox News won't let you see it. Because they know best for you.
Okay. Congressman Ron Paul gets 30%. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney gets 23%.
Hear the boos.
And as you can see, there are a number of candidates.
Okay, that's enough. So, you hear about half of it is booing for Mitt Romney. You can almost hear no booing for Ron Paul. You have the one Mitt Romney corner doing it. I guess Fox couldn't get a microphone snaked over to that area right in the mouth of one of the Mitt Romney supporters to boo, to drown out everybody else. And so Fox just said, you know what, get Ron Paul on right after the announcement. They get Ron Paul on, and the Fox News host, we're going to come back from break and play this, says, hey, you got booed. What do you think of that? And they show the video from the year before. And what a difference. He only won by a few percentage points last year. He beat Romney by a whole bunch of points, as you just heard, this year. And you heard the just deafening standing ovation. You can barely hear some boos from the Mitt Romney crowd. And Fox News, they just decided you don't get to hear it. You don't get to see it. They're going to engage in fraud. They're going to engage in a hoax. They're going to engage in lies. They're going to keep you from being able to actually hear what people had to say for Ron Paul. He also won the poll, of course. But remember how he kept winning the text votes in all the debates? And the media would then either ignore it or would say, oh, well, this is ridiculous. You see, Ron Paul was proven right 2.5, 3 years ago in that campaign. And the system is now very, very scared. We'll show you the fraud, when we come back. Right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so you just heard the audio, and if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, the video, heard and saw the video of what really happened last Friday when Ron Paul won the coveted CPAC poll, which Reagan won and catapulted him in 79, and that so many other people that end up winning the Republican nomination have won as well. And last year, Fox said, well, the straw poll doesn't really count anymore. And this year, they just lied and played an old tape saying Ron Paul got booed. That's what they think of you. I'm going to play that in a moment. But, I mean, look, Fox News is pushing this hard, and so are all the other camp followers. Radio News that I mentioned earlier, that even this network carries. We don't produce it. Just mention the straw poll and didn't even mention Ron Paul the winner. It's like mentioning the Super Bowl right after it is over and not saying who won. This is what they think of you. Then they say, disrespectful libertarians hijack CPAC poll and its mission. And they go on here to not even really clearly tell you that Ron Paul won. And then they demonize him and say that, it's just a bunch of fluff. Doesn't even make sense. It says, it is the libertarians in attendance that produce the free pornographic calendar passed out to attendees in 2010. So somebody handed something out, and so they blame all libertarians. It is the libertarians in attendance who openly promote the inclusion of groups like GOP Round, largely as an attempt to silence groups who speak in strong opposition to traditional moral values. So again, the idea is because somebody shows up and talks about something, it's Ron Paul's fault. See how they, and the whole thing is just a giant demonization campaign that the gays are going to get us if we vote for Ron Paul, when that's not even one of Ron Paul's issues. And meanwhile, it's the Republicans' leadership at Bohemian Grove shipping in the male prostitutes. And who's reported on that? New York Daily News, New York Post, Vanity Fair. Just 2 years ago, Vanity Fair reporter snuck in there and witnessed it all. He got arrested, but still, he's a reporter, so they couldn't erase his brain. All of what he saw was there. Spy Magazine back in the 80s reported on it. I mean, come on. Richard Nixon told Harper's Magazine that it's a giant homosexual orgy. So, come on, guys. Our Republicans are telling us that they're so afraid of the gays that are going to come out from under the table and get them. But meanwhile, we all know that the mainline rhinos, you basically have to be a homosexual to be a high-powered mainline Republican, and Ron Paul isn't. We all saw what happened with Barat. They tell him it's a German TV interview. They tell him, please step in this room while we fix the lights. And Barat, playing the part of Bruno, starts stripping his clothes down, and Ron Paul shoves him out of the door and screams at him, and is completely freaked out, running out of the room. Now, if it would have been one of your other mainline Republicans, it would have been a full-on sex scene with Bruno. No doubt. I mean, it would have been, boom, absolute you-know-what going down. So they're mad at Ron Paul. He doesn't join the club. He doesn't go into airport bathrooms. He's not, being found with dead interns like so many people that are big mainline Republicans. One of them is a host on MSNBC in the morning. But, oh, my gosh, they just want to protect us. They just want to protect us. And it goes on and on. So I already played for you the audio and video of what really happened last Friday. Imagine how dumb they think you are. It's on C-SPAN. It's live on other channels. And they have the dirty trick ready. They go back and get last year, which itself was a staged event, with the microphone into the Fox feed, shoved up in the Mitt Romney gaggle, the Mitt Romney group. That's kind of like the famous roar of then presidential candidate Howard Dean back in 2000. What year was that election? Back in 2004, where he's got the the microphone that I guess they call it a cardioid projection, where it only picks up what's right on your mouth. And so he's yelling and roaring while everybody else is cheering. And it sounds like he's crazy because all you hear is him roaring. Ah! And they spun all that like, oh, look, he's a maniac. Well, it's the same thing. A year and 5 days ago at CPAC, this came out then. We wrote articles about it. Ran a microphone over. They had it all staged. Okay, when Ron Paul wins, which they already knew from Inside Baseball, the things run by the Republicans, was going to happen. You guys cheer into the microphone when Mitt Romney gets up second, but when Ron Paul gets up, you boo. Well, I guess they couldn't pull that off this year. So, knowing it's the same guy that presented last year that presents this year, as he's done for over a decade at CPAC, they go ahead and say, well, it's the same background, same guy. Let's go ahead and bait and switch. Our viewers are so stupid and so addled that they won't figure out what's happening. Okay, let's go ahead now and play the hoax video from Fox News as they try to embarrass Ron Paul on air. Here it is. This is the setup interview.
Well, he came out of nowhere and he won the Republican straw poll. Ron Paul, named by conservatives as their favorite to run for president at CPAC, but reaction, not exactly warm and fuzzy.
Now for the deception.
The winner of this year's CPAC straw poll is now... Okay. Well, the winner of this year's CPAC straw poll is Texas Congressman Ron Paul.
In the end, he was the winner. Probably not the reaction he was hoping for when you name a favorite to run for the White House. Mixed applause and boos as Ron Paul was announced over the weekend. The fiery Texas Republican, no doubt unfazed by the reaction. He's live with me now from Capitol Hill, winner of that straw poll for the second year in a row. How you doing, sir? Congressman
Ron
Paul.
I'm doing fine.
Welcome back here.
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So who was in the audience booing you? Did you get a name on the head? Did you get an ID of those people?
No, I wasn't there, so I didn't watch that little ceremony at the end. But it tells you that people aren't unanimous on this cause of liberty. You know, I am very determined that liberty is the issue. And some people like to be taken care of more so than demanding their freedoms.
So it's not about Ron Paul's issues. It's not about Ron Paul's ideas. It's not about him winning Gallup polls that are scientific, being in first or second place in multiple polls. It's not about him winning the coveted straw poll 2 years in a row. It's not about stage boos last year and now no boos you can hear and standing ovation this year. It's all about he got booed, which itself is a fraud and is a lie. Now, regardless of what you think of Ron Paul, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever the case may be, what should happen to Fox News? I mean, we should talk about it. We should say it's wrong. We should speak out against it. I mean, they crafted this. They aired this days after that announcement had been made. They got this ready. They got Ron Paul ready for the show, and they knowingly lied to their viewers. And look, I know the media spins and lies by omission. Now, there is this year. There is the fellow announcing the winners this year. And you notice he's wearing a different shirt and does not have a lanyard around his neck. But the same background, the same American flag background they used last year is what they used this year. And then, again, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. If not, go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you can see the video for yourself. Fox caught in shocking dirty tricks stunt against Ron Paul. That was this year. And then there's last year. A little bit different shirt, a little bit different jacket, and he's got a blue lanyard around his neck. So, what is Fox News going to do caught trying to deceive their viewers? I mean, does that make people happy? Do you like that? We're going to open the phones up, and I want to get your take on this issue and all the other issues that I've already basically skimmed over. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Then I'm going to get into all of the other incredible news that we have here on Egypt, on the economy, on Bernie Madoff, on poison, toxic products, killing kids, on the Internet kill switch, alarms, privacy experts, USA Today. That is all coming up. But I'm asking you, the listeners, specifically, you can talk about whatever you want here. We don't screen your calls. It's wide open phones for first-time callers in this first hour, and then a little bit into the next hour, then it'll be wide open for everybody. But, I mean, does this anger you? Have we just gotten to the point where we just accept being manipulated and being deceived? It's one thing if media makes a mistake, or it's one thing if media gets their facts wrong sometimes. Nobody's perfect. Everybody does that. It's another thing that Fox has this long history of crafted hoaxes and deception, just like Rachel Maddow got up with Rand Paul. He had about a two-second delay on the satellite. She said, "Are you for getting rid of the Civil Rights Act?" And he said, "Yes, I can't hear you. Hold on. Yes. Say it again. No, I'm not for getting rid of that." And they put a transcript out, cutting out the yes, now I can hear you, to "Do you agree with getting rid of the Civil Rights Act?" "Yes, I do." When clearly, we played the video here, he said, "Hold on, I didn't hear you. Yes, what was that?" They say it again. No, I'm not for getting rid of it. And they said he kidnapped a woman. They said he wasn't really a medical doctor. But see, that backfired on him. But see, Fox still has a lot of conservatives trusting them. MSNBC's lost their trust. That's why their biggest shows have 500,000 viewers. Some nights, maybe 1 million. Most of their shows, about 250,000. I mean, a big radio station in a major city has that many listeners per hour. It's a joke. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. And we should, though, still be happy, because the fact that Fox has to pose as patriots shows how far we've come. The fact that we forced them to cover world government. The fact that we forced them to cover SDRs and cashless grids. The fact that we've gone this far is amazing and is extremely, extremely, extremely exciting. Okay, let's go ahead now and take some calls here. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Jason, can you turn your radio off?
Yes, sir. I'm a big fan of yours, man. That really makes me very angry about the Ron Paul thing. I had a quick question I was going to ask you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I live just north of you in Temple, Texas, and the snow that we got a while back, it seems like I'm the only one that noticed it. There was a red residue in the snow that covered every single vehicle, and the local news was saying it was the rock salt they put down on the road to melt the ice. But my truck was covered in snow in my backyard, and it had that red film residue over it. And I wanted to get a sample of it and get it tested, but I don't have much money.
Well, the statistically, there is weather modification. There is bizarre chemical biological spraying testing going on everywhere. All over the world, that's admitted. Most of it classified, but they admit the programs are going on. But routinely growing up in Texas, and it's the same all over the country, dust circles in the jet stream around the world. And there's the Mongolian desert that has red dirt. Northern Mexico has red dirt. There's all sorts of dust storms that blow all over the world. And so a lot of times snow, when it's falling, even more than water, will basically get coated and will pick up dust that's in the air and then deposit it on your back lawn. So that's probably what that was, some dust from maybe 100 miles away or maybe 5,000 miles away or maybe 10,000 miles away. It would have to be tested to ascertain that. But there's all sorts of university aircraft and studies that are done routinely where they'll send jet aircraft up to 30,000 feet, 50,000 feet or higher, and the jets will fly and basically have a scoop on the front that picks things up to test for air quality, and they'll pick up stuff from volcanoes that were known to erupt from samples they got 100 years ago. They'll pick up bugs, spiders, pieces of moths, because if there's a tornado or a storm, sometimes bugs and cat hair, you name it, bird feathers, pieces of plastic, it gets blown up into the upper atmosphere and basically rides the winds that can, jet streams can be going 200 miles an hour or more. So they just ride those winds sometimes for centuries. And so there's all sorts of stuff in the atmosphere. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. I just had a quick theory real quick, if I could share it with you. I got that video you had of what in the world are they spraying. That's kind of what was making me wonder. But say they're putting that aluminum in the atmosphere with those planes. I really think that it has something to do with that HARP system, where it makes an electromagnetic field in the atmosphere where they can, laser point that those beams from the HARP system. What do you think about that?
Well, we know that HARP is a whole bunch of different programs, weather modification, over-the-horizon radar. The similar HART system is now being put in different Middle Eastern countries, and they just openly admit that they're using the ionization of the atmosphere with these big antenna arrays to manipulate the weather. That's the problem. What we know about is 30 years old or more. Imagine what they've already got. I appreciate your call, Jason. Great points. Wayne in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We need 1,000 of you. The truth is so rare in America anymore.
Well, I'm only trying to survive here, and tyranny's not a good place for myself or my family, so we're all in this together. But thank you, sir. What do you think about the Ron Paul situation, the Fox News hoax?
That's a no-no. Anyhow, I have two comments that I wanted to make. One is I don't quite understand why people do not go after the main family that runs all of this stuff in the first place. Let me tell you a little story that happened to me a couple of years ago off the coast of Florida here. Is that me and a buddy were scuba diving, and we were surrounded by about 16 or 17 big barracuda. And they kept swimming around us and kept coming closer. And, you know, finally Barry shot the biggest one, and they ran off about 20 or 25 yards, I guess, and started circling around, chose another one that seemed to be about the, you know, about the biggest size, and they started circling us again. Anyhow, we finally
Stay there. I want to hear the rest of your story. We got to go to break, but obviously you were out speargun fishing then, and you probably had already shot a fish, so they were smelling the blood, or what happened?
Well, the bottom line is that we shot the biggest one the very first time, and then they went back in a group and chose another leader and came up to us, and this is what I don't quite understand. Is why in the world don't we go after the boss, the Rothschilds, because according to history, they're the ones that started all this stuff in the first place.
Well, they're a big part of it. You know what? Let's talk about that when we come back on the other side with Wayne. We'll go to Aaron, Zach, Patrick, Jason, and others.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
By the way, folks, before I go back to your calls, I just want to tell you, great job with the V for Victory campaign. We're going to be talking some about that and grassroots activism with Luke Radowski coming up. Then, of course, Gerald Celente getting into the economy and the Egypt situation. A lot more is going to be popping in. But great job with the Google bombs. Sometimes I don't do them for a week or two. Sometimes I do one every day for a whole week. We put out Dick Cheney's stand down. dealing with the stand down order and how he's been confronted over that. It became the number one search term throughout the day and the evening, and I couldn't sleep last night at about 2:30 in the morning, and I woke up and went in. It was still in the top 10 on both hot topics and hot searches, and I saw a whole bunch of big online publications picking up our story, the We Are Change video, and it really had a big effect. It isn't going to save the world, but all of it together with God's help is. And so I want to do a top search term today, Fox News Caught. If you put Fox News Caught into a Google search engine and click web, it's already the top links. And so what this will do is people will wonder what Fox News has been caught in. You see, they've got to destroy Ron Paul. They don't like to just do these risky, out-in-the-open lies unless they're really desperate. And they can't have him winning the presidency. It's already going to be bad enough to have him in the debates if he runs, which I guarantee he's going to unless he has any health issues. And we got to really pray for him because just like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said, he said, if Ron Paul continues to build like this, they may go after him. And Ron Paul said on this show he knows that's a real issue. So he's putting a lot on the line for us. We need to support him. And Rand Paul's now going after the Patriot Act like he promised to do. These are great men, a great father and son duo, and God love them. But let's make Fox News Caught the number one search term. Victory goes to whoever wants it the most. So hit them hard, put those three words in, Fox News Caught. C-A-U-G-H-T, Fox News Caught. And let's get into that article about them being caught running this Dirty Tricks campaign. They've been caught with their pants down. And I don't have some vendetta against Fox or any of the mainstream media. I'm just here exposing their dirty tricks, and it's got to be done. I wish that they'd do the right thing, but they're not. So Fox News Caught, get that into Google today. Now, I think you answered your own question, going back to the caller, Wayne in Florida. Wayne, I think you answered your own question. Your buddy spear-gunned the big barracuda, and when barracudas come up around me, I just start chasing them because it's like if a dog runs up and tries to bite you and you run, it's going to go into its instincts and gun to attack you. But if you stand your ground to the big dog, unless it's a police-trained attack dog, 99% of the time they're going to turn away. And I mean, I was just in the Caribbean a few months ago and had a 4-foot and about a 3-foot and a couple other barracudas come up. They were looking at me. I just started chasing them. Didn't even have a spear gun. And boy, they hightailed it. They hightailed it. Now, that's not the case with a great white shark. But with smaller predators, it is. Though generally, I've talked to and read some divers, they say if you do go towards a great white or a tiger shark, then they don't think you're food if you act like a predator. But I'm not saying that's fail-safe. Now, I'm not for violence either. I am for defending myself, and I am for politically exposing the Rothschilds, who are right at the top of the pyramid. But there were models of global government, models of empire, before the Rothschilds really got control in 1815. After they beat Napoleon, they ran that stock market crash system and then basically bought the stock market up for pennies on the pound. And I cover that in my film Endgame, Blueprint for global Enslavement. And so, that's an important facet for everybody to look at. But you know what? I spent that 5 minutes on other issues. Stay there. I'm going to finish up with you, Wayne, and I promise I'm going to try to hurry through Aaron, Zach, Patrick, Jason, and others. First-time callers, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. You know, the Rothschilds all fell off a cliff tomorrow. Other barracudas would just replace them. Other shark teeth would roll forward. It's ideas. And take.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.